Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. There's a lot of stuff going on today. I've been reading all kinds of stuff this morning, so we're going to have a great show for you guys today. And how are you doing today, Ted?
Austin, I'm absolutely wonderful. Clear blue skies, light sea breeze. I mean, you know, 65 degrees. I mean, what can you say? Doesn't get any better than this. This is the day the Lord hath made, and it's beautiful outside. I've been getting a lot of emails today and last night. Excuse me, saying I had to take a shot of water here. And people are concerned because, you know, over the years, every so often, we have something cycle in, like 88 reasons for the rapture in 88. This was 30 years ago. Awesome. You don't even remember this one. And about every 7 to 8 years, we cycle in either with Planet X or with an alien invasion, or with a major earthquake, or with a major tidal wave, and, you know, or with a Donald Trump impeachment, okay? There's always something out there that's happening in the future. Now, the biggest problem with some of these things, I remember years ago, about 10, 15 years ago, I was first introduced to Planet X, Sudan Biru, and I had a good friend of mine, actually. He's become a good friend. I've known him for many, many years, and he was absolutely convinced Nibiru was going to hit, Planet X was going to hit, like, imminently within months. And, you know, and basically got me really looking at the subject, and I started doing some really in-depth research on it. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, another guy who was a very well-known speaker in the alternative speaking industry, he came out with an entire video, DVD series as to the day that Nibiru was going to hit, Planet X was going to hit, and the Earth was going to end, and the cataclysms were going to begin. And of course, that date came and left and went and gone, and everyone else, and he disappeared. Now he's gone into obscurity, and I'm sure he made a bunch of money selling his DVDs. Not mentioning any names here. This is a guy who is no longer even active in social media. And I've seen this stuff over and over and over again, so we're going to talk about it. Now, am I saying that none of this stuff is real? I'm telling you that I have no idea if it's real. I'm telling you that I have no telescopes that are looking out into the cosmos deciding if this stuff is real. I'm telling you that. I don't know. Does that mean I'm concerned about it? Doesn't mean I'm concerned about it. No, I'm not. And here's why. We know who has our future. We know as Christians what our future holds. And we know we're not born of a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. So let me ask you guys a question. Let's say you live to be 90 years old or 100 years old, and you die, and you go to heaven, all right? You're saved. You're born again. Let's say you live to be 120 years old, and you die, and you go to heaven, okay? You're born again. Let's say tomorrow a cataclysmic thing happens, and the entire planet gets wiped out. Guess what happens to you? You die. You're born again. You get to go to heaven. Okay. No matter how you shake the scenario out, it's you die and you go to be with heaven. The whole thing about it is, guys, none of us get out of here alive unless God comes back and he raptures the saints and we get pulled up into heaven and head on out of here like Enoch did. He just kind of went to be with God. Now, so we all get to experience the entire life cycle, the death cycle, the process. It's been going on for thousands and thousands of years. Getting stressed out about it and worrying about events that you can't control does nothing but feed the enemy, because Lucifer uses that negative energy that's created to strengthen himself, to create the energy field around the planet, make it more negative and more dark and more ominous. So, guys, if you hear that Planet X is coming, okay. If you hear the world's going to end, okay. If you hear the Book of Revelation is going to happen, okay. You know, Book of Revelation is going to happen, and it ain't happy-happy. Okay, it's not happy-happy. That's why we tell you to prep. Do what you need to do. Believe God. Pray like it's all up to God. Work like it's all up to you. And just set it and forget it. Be done with it. Getting worried about stuff, all that does is create stress. All it does is elevate cortisol, which is a hormone. And all that does is increases your risks of heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. So you make yourself sick from stress. I know people, personally, who have issues with their children. You know, teenagers are brats, just pretty much the way they are. And, you know, not all of them are as bad as others are. I was a pretty good teenager, though I was bratty at times. And you can't allow yourself to get caught up into, oh my gosh, I've got a teenager and this teenager is a brat and it's my fault. Don't do that. Don't do that. Now, if you sat around smoking dope all day and teaching your kids how to smoke dope or shoot up with heroin, and you're teaching your kids how to shoot with heroin, it's pretty much your fault. But if you really have done all of that, you probably aren't lamenting the fact that your kid is a doper. You're just trying to get your next fix. You don't care. All right. So, you know, if you were like that, yeah, you pretty much sucked as a parent. There's not much about that you can do. But the reality is, if you weren't like that, which 99% of us aren't like that, okay, and you just do the best you can, you take them to church, you take them to Sunday school, you do Bible studies with them, you tell them what's right, you tell them what's wrong, you've enforced proper disciplinary programs or procedures in your household. Whatever you need to do is all you can do. Kids don't come with an owner's manual. They don't come with a handbook, and they don't come with a receipt where you can return them to Walmart because you don't want to keep them around anymore. You don't get that option. But don't allow your kids to affect you in a negative way. I mean, if you've got friends that are negative, and every time you get around them, it's like, oh my God, the sky's falling, everything's going to die. Just, you know, you probably don't need to spend a lot of time with them. I'm not saying to, you know, get them, just make them disappear as a friend. So you got to go. I'm going to unfriend you. You don't need to do all that. But you need to talk to them and you say, hey, look, but why is it every time I get around you, I feel bad? I mean, why is it every time I get around you, it's negative? You know, there's something going on with you. You got to chill out and not be negative about stuff all the time. That's the difference in this show and everything else you guys are listening to. Now, I'm being real straight right now. We don't do that. Okay? I know who my Redeemer is, and I know the power that He's given me through the blood of the Lamb. I don't allow children. I've got four kids. I've had really some of them were easy to raise, some of them weren't, most of them weren't. I don't allow that to affect my health. I step away from it because I realize, and I realize it very succinctly, that everybody has freedom of will, and we all have to do what we're supposed to do the way we're supposed to do it, when we're supposed to do it, to the best of our ability, and that's all we can do. That's why the Bible says, who by worrying can add a single jot or tittle to your life? You know, even the lilies of the field, you know, they were adorned in all this glory, more than Solomon. They don't worry. Guys, don't worry. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in the fear porn on the internet. Oh, please don't do that. You know, don't do it. You know, if you go to my website, the Health Master's website, and our news site, you know, there's a lot of stuff I put on there about what's going on, and I put on good stories and bad stories, or, you know, whatever's happening. Sometimes the news is just bad. But I try to avoid the really weird stuff that doesn't do anybody any good. I just avoid it. Like, there's going to be a giant tidal wave tomorrow that's going to wipe out San Francisco, and it never happens. And you're like, oh, I've been so stressed out all day that I thought the tidal wave was coming in. No. I don't put that stuff down. If I can't verify it or document it. Last night I sent a link of news stories that I wanted to process, and I looked at – I was going through them and vetting them. And I emailed Harrison back because he posts all that stuff. And I said, Harrison, don't post this. I can't vet this. It dealt with Bill Clinton and pedophilia and a bunch of other stuff. I said, I can't vet it. I said, I'm not going to do it. There's no reason to put this stuff up there. So, guys, think on the good things. Gosh, you know, if you ever really want to get motivated, and I'm going to say this in just a real sweet way, as best I can, listen to some of the shows that I've done on the blood of Christ and the download that God gave me about what the power is that we have through Jesus, the power of the blood. And with Christ, we can do all things. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That includes walking in love. That includes walking with a hope and a future. That's what that includes. Also, what do you think of what's your next story, bud?
Yeah, great stuff, bud. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, stay away from a lot of this stuff. A lot of the sale tactics, the fear porn, all it is. Like Dad said, you know, years ago, I remember when there was a lot of that stuff coming about, the tidal wave. Myself and Lana, we were actually headed down, I think, to Miami for a weekend, taking Hunter with us before we had Kendall. And I remember he called me up and said, man, he goes, I'm hearing all this stupid stuff about this tidal wave and this asteroid and this Planet X and all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, I said, I've heard that too. And I said, I'm just still going to go to Miami. He said, oh, yeah, I figured you were. I said, it doesn't matter. I said, here's the thing. If we have some massive asteroid that sends a 2,000-foot-tall tidal wave, I said, it doesn't matter if I'm in Miami or Central Florida.
That's right.
It's just going to wipe out the state. And I said, I'd rather have a front-row seat anyways. I'd be pretty wild to watch out on the beach, you know, with the whole entire beachfront retract out, you know, half a mile, 2 miles, the wave coming in. I said, whatever. I mean, it is what it is. We can't fall into this sitting around all day going, oh my gosh, the sky is falling like Chicken Little. Got to know what's going on. Got to make a difference. For instance, this is really interesting. I've been reading a little bit about this, and I'm actually quite proud of these parents. Down at a California parents meeting at the Moretta Unified School District in Southern California, hundreds of parents turned up yesterday for a school board meeting to protest the loss of parental rights when it comes to mandatory vaccines and the sexualization in the sex ed classes of their children without parent approval. They brought a proposal to make their community a sanctuary city for parental rights, claiming that if illegal immigration can be protected by a sanctuary status, so can parental rights. Which, that's a very valid argument there. And so one of the highlights of the night was reading up the affidavit by a nurse as Sandra the RN. Police attempted to actually block her efforts and remove her from the room. But essentially multiple people came forward and started to state and cite certain, I guess, elements of the whole entire thing being in the, speaking of the council or how that whole, you know, process works. And all the cops started being filmed. Everybody brought their camera phones out, started. She didn't do anything. She came up. It was her time to speak. She came forward. She basically started talking about an affidavit with all these different things as far as that she has personally seen, witnessed, and written down as far as in almost a research element on what she has seen vaccines do to children. And immediately, the police tried to remove her from the room. She didn't say anything as far as derogatory. She didn't make any threats. She didn't do anything illegal. She did not even speak out of line. She waited for her turn to go up to the podium. And it was ironic because it was almost like the cops were trained immediately to remove anybody that brings up the topic about vaccines. It's exactly what I've brought up dozens of times in Australia when the individuals that are basically promoting freedom of choice when it comes to vaccines put up the billboard that says, "Do you know what's in a vaccine?" Question mark. That's all the billboard said. And the billboard was removed within days. Huge, huge debacle over it. The prime minister called it rubbish for simply asking a question. This is what they're trying to do, and I am very, very proud of all these parents down here because hundreds of them showed up, and I mean they were raising Cain about it. And what's interesting, they said the introduction into the sexualization and sex ed for our young children has stripped children of their value and innocence, and the parents of their rights. We are not supporting the product you want us to pay for. So the voicing the disapproval, they've now put forth their demand. And their constitutional rights that they expect to be upheld as parental rights. So we'll see how this goes in the smaller community like this. You know, this is something that's very hard to do on a large basis. Say you go into like Los Angeles and do this, you're probably not going to get a whole lot done. But in a small area like this, in a small community, they may actually be able to make their voice heard. So I'm very proud of those parents that are standing up for their rights. And also, too, something to be aware of and also to stay away from and keep your kids away from them, because there's a high probability some of these really liberal schools may possibly allow this book to come into the school. Walmart and Amazon are now selling a children's book of demons. I kid you not, this is not a joke. The parents looking to introduce their kids to devil worship, essentially, can go to Walmart and Amazon to now buy a new children's book entitled A Children's Book of Demons. And it goes on to say that it's a kid-friendly activity for summoning up demons that has never been so much fun before. The site categorizes the book as a playful guide to conjure demons and communicate with spirits, and the children's book is listed for ages 5 to 10 and inspires kids to create demons of their own. And I'm not even going to read any further into this, but essentially what it goes on to say here in a nutshell is that it gives these spells they can read, all these different words and chants they can say to conjure up demons and essentially have fun bringing demons. I'm not even kidding. This is really a real book, and it's for sale on Walmart and Amazon now. This is what they are trying to do. The globalists, the bankers, whatever you want to call them, they're trying to bring in this dark magic, and the easiest way to do it is bring it into the younger children. That's why they're promoting promoting this transgender cross-dressing perverted ideology now to the children's story time in a lot of libraries. That's why they're promoting this now in the school systems and talking about, you know, transgenderism and cross-dressing is a different choice that you can choose. Now they're bringing up all this stuff now as far as with the dark magic and the demons. They want to corrupt the minds of the younger children. So it's so crucial that everyone continue to stay on guard with this and try to do the best you can to protect your children, because we just think Generation Z, the younger generation behind the millennials, is having a lot of issues right now from drug use, from laziness, from complete and total just weird behavior, social justice warriors. We just think we're seeing that now. Wait until you see a completely and totally perverted generation that has known nothing but perverted sexual teachings, black magic, free everything, promoting socialism and communism from the age of five on up. I mean, Jesus help us. And I mean that seriously. If we have this generation that they're trying to push
right
over the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to have some serious problems, Dad.
You know, a playful guide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, playful guy.
Yep.
I mean, I'm trying not to blow here for you guys and get all mad here, start yelling. Okay, this is Frankist teaching. This is the stuff from the Frankfurt School. This is the stuff from Jakob Frank. This is Sabbatane Zvi. This is Kabbalah. Playful guide. Let's call up demons. Let's make it fun for 5-year-olds. Let's forget them while they're in a theta brainwave state and they think this is okay. Let's give them Harry Potter to read. I remember one time one of my girls brought a Harry Potter book home to read. So we had given it to her as a gift. I immediately took the book and walked outside and ripped it in half and threw it in the garbage can. Think, you wouldn't do that, Ted. If you don't think I did that, you don't know me very well. There have been multiple books that have gone in my garbage cans around here when they start getting into this weird stuff. You know, almost all witchcraft, almost all demonic teaching has come from the Kabbalah, from the Zohar. And, you know, and we need to realize what these books are and how unbelievably evil they are. They're bad. This is the Zohar. I mean, it's really, really bad. And, you know, that's where it tells you it's okay to have women to have abortions. That's where it's okay to draw up these demons. That's when everything deals with the tree of life and all this other stuff that we're going to talk about when I go into detail on all this stuff, and not the tree of life from the Garden of Eden and the worshiping of the serpent god. I mean, this is some weird stuff, guys. And it's just it makes me angry, Austin, when we hear stuff like this. I mean, The Bad War, probably one of the best books ever written on World War II, has been banned by Amazon. I've been taken off of YouTube. Our channel was basically just blacklisted. And that was almost 2 years ago, and I was one of the first that got taken. This show was one of the first that got taken down. And the crazy thing about it is we have a lot more listeners on GlobalStar than we ever had on YouTube. But we still had too many listeners on YouTube, and they had to get rid of it. Now, you know, you think about that for a second. You know, we've got a huge amount of people now that listen to us on this show today. And it'll be throughout the whole day when it airs multiple times on GlobalStar and on the Wrench Network. And hopefully tonight we're trying to get it worked out. We can do the Hagman Show for Doug Hagman tonight. So hopefully you can hear us again tonight on that and also some of the other broadcasts that Doug goes out on. But guys, what's interesting about all of this stuff is this is – I've gone into detail with you guys so many times about what the Frankfurt School from Goethe University that started in the 20s that moved to 1933 over to Columbia University to bring this Kabbalah teaching in, to bring this satanic teaching in, to bring this stuff in from the Zohar, to bring this dark, dark, dark stuff into our country. And now we have a playful guide for 5-year-olds to conjure up demons. I'm about to start jumping up and down and start – binding and loosing demons here and spirits and about everything else right now. I'm so mad. This is just unbelievable here about what's going on, you know, with how they're taking the youth of this country and they're basically trying to subvert the culture. And remember, it all started off, you know, with Ellen coming out, you know, a lesbian kiss on TV, you know, and all this stuff 30 years ago has been gradually digging in deeper and deeper and deeper. And it's going right back in here to this whole, how should I say this? This culture of let's create a world where everything is evil all of the time so we can bring the Antichrist in, so we can bring this demon god back. Let's plan on doing it that way is what they want to do. My response is no, we're not going to do it that way. By the way, speaking of demon-corrupted people, Netanyahu has now been charged in corruption cases, deepening Israeli political disarray. Now, Gantz is openly campaigning for another election while he's accusing Netanyahu, this is his opponent, of trying to steal yet another election. And all of this stuff is happening over and over and over again in Israel as the people who actually don't want to have this group of weirdos in power are fighting against them, which I commend those guys and my hat's off to them. At least they're fighting like we're trying to fight here in the United States, at least from a patriot standpoint. Very, very important. By the way, the first commercial biometric credit card in Switzerland has been issued. So here it comes. We're going to have biometric credit cards now. And we're gonna start seeing a lot of this Mark of the Beast stuff start happening pretty quick. It's going to happen pretty doggone quick. Donald Trump says the Navy will not strip the SEAL's trident from Eddie Gallagher. Trident pin is the SEAL pin that they strive for when they go through their extensive training for the SEALs. They've also demoted him a couple of ranks down after he was taking a picture with a corpse, which he shouldn't have done. But that's all right, though. They were going to really, really drop the hammer on him, but Donald Trump's not going to allow that to happen. And I have to give Donald Trump kudos on that. Those guys go through enough over there without having to have to worry about them getting stripped of their rank, et cetera, and their professional medals because some Congress guy decides or some person in the SEAL Corps decides that that's what's going to happen to them. So I'm glad Tom Trump's doing that. And though if it had been some horrible massacre or whatever, which I'm not saying the guy's a good guy, it'd be one thing, but what they're doing now is ridiculous. By the way, the Senate passes a stopgap spending bill and sends it to Trump to sign. This never seems to end. And the FBI, a former FBI attorney, is under a criminal investigation now for fabricating evidence in Russiagate. And the Ukrainians are asking us now in the United States, and they're asking the U.S. prosecutors, why don't you want our evidence on Democrats? They've got it on the doggone Republicans. Why do you not want it on the Democrats? And that's a good question. By the way, another study on MRIs have shown that screen time and exposure to children causes lower brain development and lower connections in the brain and reduced IQ scores. Guys, it's so important to take your children's phones away from them. I don't think they even need phones until they're 14, 15, 16 years old. They're going to be going out with their friends, and that's just so you can keep a tracker on them so you know where they are. But until that point, let them read books. Let them have good brain development. Let them associate with other children, learn how to communicate and interact. It's really, really important that we do that. By the way, Blumenthal says that Trump is trying to taint the jury pool by having a Senate dinner luncheon today. Whatever. They have Senate luncheons all the time at the White House. And Donald Trump is now saying, you know, on Fox and Friends the other day, that he wants an absolute trial that he can call witnesses up, have a jury up there, and cross-examine. Because right now, they're not allowing any of that stuff. I mean, right now, this is just an absolute disgusting exhibition of communist courtroom behavior with what we have going on with the Congress, not allowing cross-examination of witnesses. I mean, this is ridiculous. And so, I'm not saying that I'm a big Donald Trump fan, because you guys know I'm not. I voted for him. I did. Because I was voting against Hillary Clinton, and I really hoped that he was going to do everything he said he was going to do, which he hasn't. But the reality is, with the deep state embattled with him like they are right now, we're getting so much obfuscation of what he didn't do, what he did do, what he should do. You know, it's ridiculous. I mean, all I know is this. We have red flag gun laws in Florida because of Donald Trump right now. Donald Trump did that. He pushed it through our state legislature. His daughter has gone to every congressional leader and pushed red flag gun laws from a national standpoint. His daughter, who's not even an elected official, okay? He's pushed enhanced background checks. He allowed bump stock fire, you know, plastic stocks to be banned, rewrite the ATF laws. Donald Trump's done all of that. So we've got to ask ourselves the question. He's the most pro-gay president. Roy Cohn, his mentor, was a huge Republican, supposedly conservative. Find out later he dies of AIDS, and a huge gay boy, and he used to take Trump everywhere with him. I mean, they were like on the phone together every day. He was best friends with this gay guy. You know, how many gay guys are you guys best friends with? I'm not best friends with any gay guys. I know a few gay guys who work in some shops that I've taken Sharon in over the years that they're out of business. I no longer go to those shops. They're not there for clothes. Every once in a while I go with her, but I don't have communication with the gay guys. I don't hang out with the gay guys. I don't know where the gay guys are. I don't want to be around gay guys.
You think, gosh, Ted, you sound like a bigot. Well, yeah, I kind of am a bigot when it comes to weird stuff. I am certainly diametrically opposed to certain people's value systems. If a person wants to sodomize a young child, I'm a bigot. If a person wants to be gay, just keep it to yourself. Leave me alone. I'll stay out of your loop. You stay out of my loop. You hang out with your circle of friends. I hang out with my circle of friends. I'll go out with my buddies who want to go shooting, who want to take tactical training classes, who want to drive fast cars, who basically like to, you know, do fun things. You guys hang out with who you want to hang out with. Leave my group alone. You stay, do your own little group. I'm good with that too. But guys, you know I'm right, Austin. But the reality is, it's just we're in a situation now where these lines are being drawn pretty doggone definitively in the sand, and we've got to ask ourselves a question: what are we going to do? How far will we go? Where is our line in the sand? What will we accept and what won't we accept? My lines are pretty firmly drawn now. Austin, what do you think, bud?
Well, I think that's well said, and I mean, that's why I was, you know, so proud and I brought up, you know, those parents in that South California school district that went in there and protested and said, yeah, that's kind of the point now is, I mean, we have to start being vocal about this because obviously we see the hard left and their agenda of what they're pushing. They're not backing down. They're not being passive. They are blatantly pushing their agenda, and a lot of individuals just kind of sit around that are in the patriot community, so to speak, if they even want to say that they're in it, and they're just kind of like, oh, well, you know, Donald Trump's in office, it's fine, everything's going to be cool, we don't have to worry about anything. Guys, even if we're looking at the fact that there's a lot of positive things Donald Trump has done, he's not going to be in office forever. It's going to change eventually. Things are going to change. And so if we don't continually put up a fight, and as Dad said, put a line in the sand of what we're willing and not willing to accept, we're just going to get run over. And then we're going to get hit like a ton of bricks in 2024 when something changes and all of a sudden the reality sets in for the vast American patriots and we go, Donald Trump's not here anymore. We have an issue now. What are you planning on doing now? Oh, well, you know, we'll just see what happens. So just be aware of that. And, you know, we'll see what happens here. There's something that recently was very interesting. Bridgewater, which is a huge investment firm, just put in a $1.5 billion put option against the market by March. Essentially what this is Bridgewater enlisted Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley to structure a massive bet against the market that if it pays off would generate roughly $100 billion. I don't know if they're spooking the market. I don't know if they know something we don't know. I don't know if they really, really, really are expecting a market crash by March. I have no idea. But $1.5 billion put option against the market by March is a pretty strong statement. And generally, these guys don't like to blow $1 billion at a time. They can. They have it sometimes. They'll lose it. But you know what? A lot of these guys, including Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, these are the big banks. They are the central banks with the Rothschild and the Federal Reserve all intertwined. They are these guys. So when they start coming in and putting $1.5 billion put option against the market by March, basically betting that the market's going to crash by next year in March, that's a pretty strong statement. Not saying that's going to happen. I'm not saying I'm predicting anything. What I'm saying is I'm just looking at what some of these guys are doing and what they're involved in, and understanding I'm completely out of the markets now. I'll be straight up honest with you guys. I have no more money in the markets with anything. Everything's out for me. I'm completely kaput. I don't trust it. I think it's entirely too volatile. It's just, it's like riding on a pixie dust merry-go-round right now. I mean, it's just, you know it's going to collapse. You know it's going to fall. You know you're going to land on your butt and hurt yourself. So you can either jump off and eat it now, or you can wait to get caught, you know, basically on the ground unexpectedly. That's just my opinion on it. You know, that's as far as I'm going to go on that. Also, too, in other news, this is something that's interesting that Dad brought up the other day. I'm going to kind of expand on it a little bit because this is public knowledge. However, this public knowledge is actually coming to light now, and Chick-fil-A is not what we thought it is. You know, he brought up a couple days ago that Chick-fil-A has gone in and dumped Salvation Army, the group that actually does quite a bit for the community. They also dumped the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. They said they will not be donating or supporting those groups anymore. Now all these hardcore gay right activists are coming forward now and saying that Chick-fil-A needs to stop sending any money to Focus on the Family, which apparently it looks like it will be doing so in the near future next year. Here's my whole reason in saying this that has caught everybody off guard now that's actually looking at this. The donations, all the donations that go out, the millions of dollars that Chick-fil-A donates to all these different groups, come out of the Chick-fil-A Foundation. The executive director of the Chick-fil-A Foundation is Rodney D. Bullard, who is a former White House fellow and assistant U.S. attorney. Some may be mistaken by thinking he's a conservative. He was a Obama donor and huge Obama supporter. He also donated a significant amount of money to the Hillary Clinton campaign in 2016. This guy is a hardcore leftist, social right justice warrior, whatever you want to call these guys, and they are donating a large amount of money to a whole lot of groups that most people didn't even know about. They came out and said, you know, we basically don't have the funds to support Salvation Army anymore. That was $115,000 they last gave the Salvation Army, but they were able to give $1.7 million to the West Side Future Fund that they put out last year. $1.7 million, which is essentially a very, very far left group that promotes a lot of the aspects of, you know, equality, social justice, so forth. Now, ironically enough as well, less publicized donation of $100,000 went to Sustainable Atlanta, which is a huge part of the group with the United. They work with the United Nations on basically the bogus Green Deal that wants to tax everybody. $100,000, they did that. They also donated a large portion of that to Sarahs to Suits, which is a hardcore leftist feminist group that, and I quote, their mission statement is to advance women's empowerment, education, gender equality, and social justice. There was also $25,000 to the UNICEF, $75,000 to the Andrew Young Foundation, which is also another leftist group. Also, too, Carter's radical UN ambassador sits on the CFA's Foundation Advisory Board. I'm going to repeat that again. The group, basically, that is working with the Chick-fil-A Foundation has one of the hardcore leftist UN ambassadors that sits on the Chick-fil-A Foundation Advisory Board. They're in bed with the UN, guys. Another $20,000 last year went to the Latina Leaders Network. Another $20,000 went to the Harvard Debate Diversity Network, which is unbelievably hardcore left. Another $45,000 went to the King Center for Nonviolent Social Justice Change. Another big chunk of it went to Friends of Refugees. By the way, Friends of Refugees is a big pro-Muslim refugee organization that pumps a large amount of money to try to bring in more Muslims, primarily almost all Muslims, and promote and support their agenda when they get here. So I will repeat myself again. Chick-fil-A, guys, is not who we think it is. They are supporting almost primarily all hardcore leftist, either social justice groups, feminist groups, United Nations groups, or pro-Muslim refugee groups in the United States, but say they don't have the money to basically take care of the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. So I don't usually generally eat much fast food in general. I don't ever eat Chick-fil-A very often. However, I was under the impression that they stood for something very positive. I, however, will now retract that, and I will no longer be supporting Chick-fil-A until I actually see where they put their money where their mouth is and start supporting some groups that align with my values. The more they're pushing to the left now and the more they're dropping off the actual true Christian groups and as much money as they've been spending on these far left groups is very, very, very disappointing to me. So I thought I would just expand on that a little bit, Dad, and address it since you brought it up the other day and clarify and let people know Chick-fil-A is not what we thought it is. They're with the UN, they're Hillary supporters, at least with the Chick-fil-A Foundation, which essentially represents a huge portion of where their funds go to donations every single year, Dad.
Well, what we have is a founder who died 5 years ago, who basically was a hardcore Christian Baptist conservative, and now the organization is being taken over by the liberal left through appointees and jobs, etc. and there are not enough people left in there apparently who were with the guy who started the foundation, or not the, well, he probably started the foundation too, or the Chick-fil-A company, to stop in and say, hey, we're not going to do this. Now, this is what a lot of these big corporations do. See, they'll take a money that they're earning and they'll donate it as a deduction to a foundation, and they use the foundation money to donate to causes and charitable other groups. And the Chick-fil-A was coming under tremendous heat because they were, you know, promoting and giving to, you know, right-wing causes, which is what the owner wanted to do, who died. And apparently now they're basically flipping it. And they're usually closed. They've been closed up to this point on Sundays for people to be able to go to church. And we'll see if that still happens. They may actually start forcing the restaurants to open on Sunday, which would be the next step. I remember years ago with George Jenkins down here in Florida with Publix supermarkets, they were closed on Sundays. And there was a sign in the front window of Publix that said, closed on Sundays for our employees, and we'll see you in church. That's what it said on the front door of Publix. And all of a sudden, he dies. And a few years later, the bean counters get together and they say, oh, by the way, if we open on Sundays, it's the equivalent of opening in like another 15 or 16% of new stores, like an extra hundreds of stores that we have in revenue. And it is. And they decided just to go ahead and break his thing. He's dead now, and just start opening on Sundays. You have Sam Wall from Walmart. You remember his big slogan? The stores were painted red, white, and blue. And it was made in America. And he single-handedly through Walmart kept the textile, the towels and blankets and sheets industry alive in the Carolinas. He did it. Walmart did it. He wasn't dead in his grave. He hadn't even gotten cold yet, and they changed it and started importing everything out of China. See, this is what happens. If you don't have certain things in place after you're gone and the attorneys get involved with it, and you don't have ironclad things set up that can't be changed, they just do what they want to do. You know, they in Germany, you call it Verrückte. They just run around and go wild. Now we got Chick-fil-A donating to every liberal cause known to man and still claiming to be conservative Christians. And Christians are actually promoting Chick-fil-A in churches because it's a Christian organization. And now we see what's going on with those guys. So be very, very careful who you send your money to. It's so, you know, we say that so many times. And, you know, and it's just, you know, I mean it so sincerely when I say it. We've got a major, major problem in the United States with people believing they're supporting Christian organizations, and they're not. They're out there just doing whatever they want to do. And it's like with Starbucks. You know, Starbucks is in so many churches, especially the mega churches. There's like a Starbucks coffee refreshment center in the mega church. And I'm sure it's a revenue center for the church. Mostly because every time I've ever seen one of those, they always charge for the coffee. And Starbucks said, basically, if you're a Christian white guy and you don't believe in same-sex marriage, don't come to our stores. That's what they said. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what they said. And so my simple response is this. Why are churches still having them in the church? It doesn't make any sense to me. I wouldn't put my foot in a Starbucks. And don't get me wrong, I don't drink much coffee. I very rarely ever have coffee. It gives me the shakes. Plus, it keeps me up at night. And after about 2 days drinking coffee, I start getting my cortisol up, and I start feeling really lousy. Now, green tea doesn't do that to me. Purple Six don't do that to me. By the way, the Purple Six should be back in stock in 2 weeks. They should be shipped. They're shipping next week, and we should have them the following week. So they say, don't hold your breath. We'll let you know. We'll post it on the website, and we'll announce it on this show. But the reality is this. I mean, you know, why would we support an organization like Starbucks when they're so anti-Christian? Why are you doing that? Why would anybody do that? And see, and this is the problem we have, Austin. It's the line in the sand. We capitulate to these people. They say, you can't do this. Okay, we won't do it anymore. You have to accept this. Okay. I want our men to use the bathroom with your little girls. Okay, we'll do that too. What the heck? The Patriots didn't say okay to that. This is what happens when you have these judges who are unbelievably hardcore liberals who are put in positions of authority in circuit and federal courts, and they have the right to determine who your little girl uses the bathroom with. I mean, that's what happens. Because we have these non-elected officials that in many cases are appointed for life, and we can't get rid of them. And we're stuck with them. And see, this is the problem with our educational system. We're stuck with people who have tenure that are absolutely hardcore leftist, nightmare communist Nazis, or whatever you want to call them, in the educational systems at the higher levels of learning. We're stuck with them. A bunch of weirdos. And if you want to get a degree in law, you wanted to get a degree in medicine, you wanted to get a degree in engineering, you got to listen to these guys. And you got to pass their classes. And you got to treat them with respect. They're wretched human beings. You got to be nice to them.
or they're going to nail you on the participation grade, or they're going to nail you on the test, or they're going to nail you somewhere and tattoo you to the doggone doorpost and say, hey, so-and-so didn't say what I wanted him to say in class. Last semester, my daughter was in class. She's taking an English Comp 2 class. And the teacher started slamming Christianity in the class. Secular, this was a secular school. Started slamming Christianity. She said, I disagree with you. And he goes, what do you mean you disagree with you? And she goes, I disagree with you. And they got into a five-minute discussion on what Christianity was to her and what it should be to him and what it should be to all of us. And all of a sudden, he's all pissy pants in class because she did this to him. So she gets like a 79.5 on her final grade, which is a C plus, which is a 2.0. And basically, he gave her the C, you know, because I can tell you why. Because she stood up to him in class. See, this is the problem that we run into, guys, when we have these people that are put in positions of authority and power over us that are extreme left-wing. Now, if this guy doesn't like Christianity, okay, whatever. I don't care. Whatever, man. He's got to work it out himself. But don't try to force his view on my daughter or on the classroom in general. Don't do that. I mean, these secular teachers, they come in, they're cursing and using God's name in vain, and they're filthy, filthy people in some of these schools. And because they have tenure, they can't get rid of them. One guy said, the law program said, he said, oh, by the way, don't tell your parents to write letters to the dean. I'll read the letters in class and I'll slam your parents in front of the class because they're not going to talk about me to the dean. Think I'm joking, guys? Not kidding. You know, you gotta understand, these guys have this God power complex. They get into this ivory tower, and I have to sit here and say I was in it. Gosh, I was in school for a long, long time, a lot of degrees, and you get caught up into that academia. You get caught up in that world, and you think that's all there is to life. There's nothing more. And you're there to please the professor, to make good grades, to be tested on the subject matter they give you. It's very difficult to do that because you have to have the right mindset to play that game. It's a game. It's what it is. It's a game. And you got to follow it by the rules. And they get caught up in this ivory tower academia, and they basically become jaded and basically they're tilted in their views. And there's no way to fix it. They can't see the truth because they're not having to deal with real-world situations of customer service. They're tenurized. They don't get, doesn't matter how bad their service is, how bad their teaching is, or how bad their attitude is, they're going to get paid. That's not the real world. You get an employee, and you guys who have businesses, you know this. You get an employee who starts acting like a nightmare, you got to get rid of them. They'll run your customers off. These guys don't care. And then let's throw the doggone student loans on top of everything else to fund these guys with their $150,000, $250,000, $350,000, $450,000, $550,000, $550,000 salaries as professors at some of these major universities, and you're like, what the heck? So all these kids are going deeper and deeper and deeper into debt so these guys can make all this money and teach your children communist principles. What? How'd this happen? Frankfurt School, guys. Goethe University, 1933. Germany. Run out of Germany. Threw them out. You guys got to go. We don't want you here. They were trying to figure out how in the world communism did not take a foothold in Europe in the 20s. And how nationalism rose in Germany. They were doing a deep think tank university study on how to destroy the fabric of the culture of Germany. And they had to go. And they came over here. And they've continued to dial us in with Marilyn Monroe and all her nudity. And all of the stuff with Playboy magazine. It was all funded. We talked about this the other day. You know, Hugh Hefner. You know, Gloria Steinem. All of this crap came from that group. They have completely infiltrated the United States university systems. Now we have this group of people that basically think they can do whatever they want to do, say whatever they want to say, and act however they want to act, and it's okay. Ugh. By the way, Pearson, thought to have vital information on Jeffrey Epstein case, has disappeared like a ghost without a trace. Kind of like his girlfriend, I guess. The hunt for disgraced financier and convicted heavy file co-conspirators continues. Earlier, Ghislaine Maxwell, she's taken off now. Epstein's rumored madame, nothing rumored about that, it was his madame, fellow trafficker, one rumor, she was a trafficker, and she was also Mossad, and she was an air captain, she was a pilot of an airplane, fly jets, and she had a submarine license as a captain. How do you even get a license to pilot a submarine? I mean, what do you, I'm going to go to submarine school today. Where do you go to submarine? Oh, that's right. Israel bought a bunch of submarines from Germany. I forgot about that. She's Mossad. Yeah, okay. You know, basically groomer. She disappeared without a trace. This time, the boss of a multi-million-dollar model agency vanished without a trace. Now, they're also, by the way, they canceled the
the latest Victoria's Secret fashion show, which I don't think anybody watches that anymore. But the reality is, I guess they got into trouble last year when somebody started talking about throwing transgender models into Victoria's Secret. Yeah, not making it up. And then what's also interesting about this, now one of the guys that was involved with Victoria's Secret and getting these models, yeah, right, was linked to Jeffrey Epstein. So there you go. Figure all that stuff out. Jean-Luc Brunel, the man who funded New York model agency MC2, is currently missing. This is after French authorities started to search for him as they had urgent questions that needed to be answered. This is regarding the sex trafficking network that Epstein had and Brunel is believed to be part of. This means that he has key information of Epstein's scandal and is also a key figure in answering the mystery of it. By the way, this Ghislaine lady, she's now wanting to fight giving out names. So she'll probably be the next one who'll be disappeared via suicide. Don't think she's going to die. Don't think she'll suicide. Don't think she'll be dead. Just let you guys know that if Brunel's not already dead, they'll probably say he's a minor player and this will probably be taken out. But guys, this is how they deal with this. Now, I'm going to ask you guys a question. I said this the other day. I'm going to say it again. I've known a couple people in my life, a couple, two. Now, they weren't close friends, but I knew them, who committed suicide. And it was disheartening and disruptive to my life as an individual because I knew them and they killed themselves. The Clintons have had around 60 people commit suicide around them. Okay? Who else? I mean, question. Who else do you know who's had 60 people commit suicide? Who know? They know. Anybody. Like Vince Foster, they find him laying there, his hands folded on his chest, whatever. We all know that was a lie. And it goes on and on and on and on. Why in the world are these people not brought to trial? Why does our, you know, acclaimed president say how great and what wonderful people the Clintons are as soon as he gets elected? You know he said that. You heard him say it too. I heard him say it too. After it was going to be lock her up, lock her up. Now he tells his people at his rallies not to say lock her up anymore. That's not nice. This is the same witch of Benghazi we all voted against. Nothing's changed. Why are we being told now we can't say lock her up? Now they're saying lock him up at the rallies. I mean, what a circus clown act. And by the way, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, and Jeffrey Epstein's not dead. What do you think, Austin?
There's no doubt about it. And this is why the far left is trying to do everything they can to censor us. And this is why we have to do everything we can to show them that we will not be censored. We will not go quietly into the night. We will not suppress our voice. We will express our freedom of speech anytime, anywhere, as much as we like to do so. And that needs to be clear cut. Also, too, in other health news, this is interesting. Be on the lookout for this now, as we've seen a lot of foods, drinks, being switched over to stevia, or stevia, however you want to pronounce it, doesn't matter to me. And that's fantastic. Stevia is, you know, a plant-based sweetener. I prefer, I think, monk fruit's a little bit better and healthy for you. It's actually got some antioxidant properties. But nonetheless, stevia is way better for you than sucralose or aspartame. And I've had some people argue with me on that. If you're arguing me that stevia is basically worse for you or as bad or even slightly close to as bad as aspartame or sucralose, you have zero understanding of the entire context of how stevia is basically produced. However, that being said, we now have a company, the international food conglomerate Cargill, that loves to produce crap, is now ramping up its commercial scale of its new genetically engineered sweetener called EverSweet, being produced in a new $50 million production facility in Blair, Nebraska. The plant will be producing EverSweet to sweeten millions of bottles of cans of soft drinks or servings of yogurt each month. They're now saying Cargill is marketing its new stevia substitute formula. So they're calling it stevia, but they're calling it a stevia substitute as non-artificial. Well, if you actually look to see what they're doing here, the web page that Cargill has put up now tries to twist the numbers, twist the facts, and make it just like sucralose now. And what they're doing is they're involving genetically engineered yeast, converting it to the sugar molecule in a substance that mimics the taste of stevia and does not have the calories. Essentially, what they're trying to do now is they're trying to rebrand sucralose without the chlorine atom and slap stevia substitute on it as a a cheaper option because stevia is very expensive. Real true stevia from plants is very expensive. And so they're doing this now as a very, very, very cheap option. So now they're going to twist the facts on the bottles and say stevia style sweetened or stevia substitute sweetened. They're going to use the branding of the word stevia because so many people look for it now. And now they're going to start using their genetically modified, twisted up cocktail that's made up in a lab and trying to market it is essentially stevia. Companies and consumers who do truly care about these concepts such as sustainability and so forth, which this company likes to brag about they're doing. However, they're complete and totally off the rocker if they think anything they do is sustainable involving GMOs. And Cargill's aspect, Eversweet, is sustainable, they claim, because it moves production off the land. But in reality, it doesn't. The company's new $50 million fermentation facility situated in the heart of the GMO Roundup-ready corn country will depend on the pesticide-sprayed crops or some of the other sugar sources grown in the land, like beets, to feed the yeast in its vats to make Eversweet. So again, we see something that has been a natural basis that is actually a fairly decent sweetener, organic stevia, and of course, big biotech has figured out a way to try to twist it, market it, and sell their nasty, nasty glyphosate-ridden toxins and make sure they can continually put them in everybody's body by twisting the facts, confusing the market, and pushing their propaganda out there again. These food companies, these biotech industries, man, I mean, they know no bounds as far as how low they're willing to go. I mean, there's some straight bottom-dwelling, mud-eating, nasty, nasty animals. And to see what they do now and how they prey on people and try to twist the facts and use keywords and try to confuse the population into using their filth is really, really irritating to me. But that is why we do what we do on this show when we try to bring you the newest news, the newest topics of what is going on, whether it's world news, health news, and try to get this stuff out here the best we can to keep you informed about what's really going on. So thank you again for supporting Health Masters and signing up for our free weekly newsletter, Dad. What do you think about this new genetically modified stevia substitute?
Well, it's going to get worse. What they're going to start doing, they're going to start, and this is going to sound really, really weird to you guys, and it's going to deal with it, imprinting certain energy fields into our food supplies. Yeah, and it's going to be a mess. And I'll do a show later on that as far as what I mean, because we don't have time to go into detail with it today. But, you know, the problem is if you can take a frog embryo and turn it into a salamander embryo by putting the right energy field with it, you can sure imprint certain energy fields into other things that are going to be bad for you. It's all part of this new world order. Yesterday, I had someone send me a video of a hologram, and I've got to post it on the website. You guys can watch it. And guys, it's unbelievable. This girl's basically talking to herself or watching herself, and the hologram pops up beside her. And as the good Lord is my witness, I couldn't tell if it was her or the hologram. You know, that thing with Elvis a few years ago and Celine Dion and all those things they were doing, singing together, you could tell that it was not quite right. This thing was so dialed in, you couldn't tell it wasn't a real person talking. And it was talking to you. She programmed the hologram to give her speech in Japanese. I mean, so it's unbelievable the technology that they have now, and they're going to use this against everybody, because if you have a way of saying things a certain way, a certain tonal inflection, they can do it with a voice modulating equipment, record your voice. They could boost a hologram of you now if they wanted to, of you saying certain things that are absolutely horrible and you didn't even do it. It's the AI technology they're going to use in holographic imaging that you won't be able to tell the difference between. Remember, we used to have that old thing back in the 70s. Is it real or is it Memorex? I think it was Ella Fitzgerald. She'd sing a certain note off and it should break glass. And then all of a sudden they'd play the tape with the same speakers and it would break the glass. And people go, is it real or is it Memorex? Guys, we're coming to a time in our society where we're going to be asking ourselves, is it real or is it a hologram? That's where we're going. Oh, by the way, and speaking of another bunch of weirdos, the ACLU now, on International Men's Day, says that men who get their periods are men. ACLU is trying to erase the fundamental and useful distinction between men and women from dictionaries and culture and the law. And so now they're saying that men can have any gender they want, and they can have periods, and they can get pregnant, and they can give birth, and that trans and non-binary men belong, and there's no way to be a man. There's no one way to be a man. I mean, this is some sick, twisted, satanic teaching, guys. And just keep your kids away from this stuff, especially if they're young. And if you can do anything, homeschool those children until they're at least in sixth or seventh grade, so they don't have the time to train them when they're in that theta brainwave state, so they're going to believe all this junk. Just do it when they're young. Gosh, I love you guys. I had a chance to pray for you this morning. You guys are absolutely awesome. Apparently, we're going to be on the Hagman Show tonight. It's like Austin and I are hosting the entire show for the entire evening for the full 2 hours. So I love you guys. We'll talk to you guys then. And if something happens and we're not on Hagman tonight, we'll talk to you guys on Monday. God bless you guys. Austin, I'll do the write-up, and you go ahead and close her up.
Yes, absolutely, guys. And just remind everybody as well, I put it on the front page of the website, the Ultimate Prenatals are back in stock. I know there was a lot of individuals that were waiting for that to come in, so thank you for being patient for us. Thank you for working with us on that, but that product is now back in stock. And also, too, be sure to check out the HGH Stimulate sale, on sale over 20% off right now, and the product of the week that just changed over the other day, the Digestive Enzyme Blend, now on sale for over 10% off as well. So we got a lot of specials going on right now. I have multiple kits on the front webpage, and please be sure to vote for the other product of the week that you want to see win on Wednesday. And just thank you for taking care of us and supporting Health Masters. I mean, that's how we continue to do what we do, and we keep the show going so much every single day with zero commercials, I might add. 57 minutes of just straight news as fast as we can get it out there to everyone with zero interruptions, zero breaks, zero commercials. I'm not trying to brag, but I don't think I know of any other shows that have that much info with zero commercials and zero interruptions and zero breaks whatsoever for almost an hour straight, basically. If there are, there's not a whole lot of them, because this is why it's a very expensive industry to keep going, because a lot of people need sponsors, they need ads, they need commercials, they need revenue from it. And the only way we keep all this going and we pay for all this is from directly from Health Masters. So when you support us, when you buy simply a bottle of multiple or a bottle of toothpaste or tube of toothpaste, it supports our show. So thank you for that. Thank you for everything you continue to do. Have a blessed, safe, awesome day. We're going to be on the Hagman Show, like Dad said, again tonight, to my knowledge. So enjoy that tonight, and have a blessed, safe, awesome weekend. Always stay prepared. Always stay ready. We'll talk to you again Monday, as always.